Hello, I'm Salman Houten, I'm CTO at Codit, and today I'll be talking about Azure Relay Hybrid Connections. We are a company based in Belgium, France, Portugal, Netherlands, Swiss, and UK, so mostly in Europe, and we focus on IoT integration solutions, API management, and Azure. We have 120 employees, and what we typically do is really focus on Microsoft-only technologies. As I said, this is all about the hybrid connections and the new relay that was announced on TechEd, and that is in public preview since early this month, which is November 2016. So before we had Service Bus Relay, that was part of Service Bus. And of course, I'm saying before, that's still the case. It's a very firewall-friendly protocol that allows you to do bi-directional communication in a firewall-friendly way. But it's using a proprietary protocol, and it really has a dependency on WCF. So that's why it's not always been a perfect candidate for modern solutions. What was also introduced was BizTalk Hybrid Connections. That was introduced with the Azure websites as part of BizTalk services. It's a similar thing, it's firewall friendly, and it does port forwarding per connection. So you can perfectly connect from a cloud website, for example, into an on-prem link like SQL or something. And it's depending on the Windows agent that you have to install. Now, what has changed for these services? But except for some naming, not too much. So the WCF relay and the BizTalk hybrid connections are still part of the Azure platform. There's no pricing changes, there's no support changes. But what is important is that there is a new service announced, and that new service is the new relay hybrid connection. The good thing is that instead of the proprietary protocols that the previous ones had, it's fully standards based, and the standard is WebSockets. So WebSockets is a very easy, lightweight protocol that is supported by almost any modern standard or modern SDK. What's very important is that it's a cross-platform because of that. So what was the case because of WCF and the agent, it was only supported on WCF platforms, which is Windows. But with the new relay, you can do real cross-platform, so you can run them on Linux systems, for example, because there will be an SDK on .NET Core as well. It doesn't have any WCF dependency, as I said, and it's available in the new portal, because everything is based on the Azure Resource Manager now, so the whole Service Bus platform is now available in the latest Ibiza portal. What it really tries to do is to make sure that it's, it provides network load balancing without requiring an appliance or something. So because of the rendezvousing in the cloud on Service Bus Relay, you can really have multiple listeners where connections are being load balanced in some kind of round robin fashion. And therefore you get secure connectivity without having a VPN requirement. It's hybrid. It's cross-platform. That's the most important thing. So you can have now Linux, Windows, JavaScript, Node.js, all these things will be supported for this new service. And you can do multicast, and you can do round-robin, as I said. What's important to understand is that with multicast, there's a limit connection. You can only have listeners up to 25 connectivities. The first thing I want to do to show and to demonstrate is the port bridge sample. So the port bridge sample, let me move to the documentation. So this is the GitHub page, azurerelay.net, of the SDK. And that one contains some samples, as you can see here. The bond, port bridge, simple, and thrift. So let's switch to the port bridge one. And if you've been using the WCF relay in the past, you might have seen this one, because this is a sample created in 2008 by Clemens Fosters. And it's similar to what you could do with SSH tunneling. So you have two agents. You have one running on the remote location, and you have one running on the local system. And that one will do port forwarding into, for example, a local resource like here, the SQL Server, where the client could be listening or could be in a total different network. So firewall, netting, all these things won't typically be a big issue. So I have this agent running locally on my computer here. And because it's running you can see in the portal that this is the name of my desktop, that there's one listener active. So there's one listener at this point listening, you know, for connections from the outside world. You can see that there are access policies available. So I have a port bridge policy that I share between my client and server. I could create two policies if I want. And it's very similar to what we've seen before. So you have the primary key, you have different claims, which is send and listen for the obvious things, and manage if you want to create new entities and so on. So this is all available in the new portal, which is, of course, good to do. What I also have is locally, I have a website running or a web API on this specific port, localhost 1.3 and so forth. And if I enter this one locally, you can see I'm in debug mode, that results are being returned here. So what I want to do because of the port bridge is to make sure that my local API will now be reachable from a machine in the cloud. And in this case, I have a virtual machine running that will connect using the port bridge sample to an on-prem system. In this case, I'm using Windows as a local system, but it could be Linux as well, because as I said, the .NET SDK will be supported for .NET Core. So let me show you how I configure the things. Locally, I have the configuration setup that I'm using. Let me see if I can go full screen. I'm listening on this specific service bus relay that I just showed in the portal. I'm using the port bridge access key with the specific access rule credentials. And if there is a port call for this one, I will forward it to the local host location. Okay? On the cloud, so this is my remote location. I have, let me show you, I have a similar control or configuration for my application that says, if I will be doing a call on the port 81, and that's where my agent that is running here is listening on. So if I do a call on the port 81, it should forward it to this specific target host on this specific service bus namespace. So we just have a hybrid connection with this name created that I showed in the portal on this namespace. And you should forward the 81 to this specific port for that host. And let's give it a try. So if I do an F5, you can see immediately that from the cloud, I've switched into my on-prem Visual Studio, where everything is now, you know, connected. And I had a call from the cloud into my local system without having any specific, you know, firewall setup. I'm here in two different networks, and everything worked perfectly fine. Okay. As a next demo, I'd like to show a sample that I created based on a sample from Clemens Foster's, and it's using the gyrometer from my surface. And what it will do is, if I move my surface, all the actual telemetry, like the acceleration and so on, will be streamed through a WebSocket into a website that is having the JavaScript. So let me show you the code first. This is the console app that will be streaming all the telemetry information. So what I will be doing is just by using the Microsoft.Azure.Relay SDK, I will be connecting into my service bus namespace using this specific hybrid connection, the relay rotation. As you can see in the portal, that one is here, in this case, listening. There's no listeners at this point. I use the token provider for the with the publisher key, and I open the connection. And what I do then is, for every new client connection, so everyone that will connect to this specific WebSocket, I will be maintaining a reference to that specific connection in this part of the code. The next thing I do is I connect to my gyrometer, which is just part of the Windows devices, and some devices, including the Surface, have this out of the box. And if a reading changes, so if I will be moving my Surface, this one will be executed, this specific event handler. The only thing I do is see if the movement is good enough, and I will be sending those values, the X, the Y, and the Z, into my connections. So for every active connection, so if I have three active clients, I will be sending the payload, the JSON payload, as bytes, doing a write async into that WebSocket. And every one of those clients will then get the actual information. So let me start the publisher first. You see it's ready. If I go to the portal, I should be able to see by refreshing here, I should be able to see that the relay rotation has one listener active. And what I also can do is move to this specific website that is now using a WebSocket connection. Let me show you that code in the default HTML. So I'm using a lot of 3D stuff, but the most important service bus specific code is just here. So what I do, I connect to the WebSocket using the same logic here as I showed before with the action connect. This is all based on the protocol that is documented on GitHub. If I get an on message event handler, I just write it to the console, but most important, I will update the stats. And actually, that will render the 3D box based on the actual logic. So I'm moving my laptop now, and that's what you can see. Let me show you these things in action. So what I have my laptop here connected to the specific website as well. And if I now start moving my laptop, you can see on this screen, in a different network, you can see that all the telemetry events are being forwarded right into this computer, connecting and rendezvousing on a socket in the cloud, on a WebSocket. So if someone else, me using my phone, you at home, would connect to the same website, it would be broadcasted to all these listeners, again, with a maximum of 25. So this is not meant and intended to run your public website behind the scenes. This is typically for high available, load balanced hybrid connections. Okay. To wrap up, switching back to the presentation. So this is the URL GitHub Azure Relay.net where you can find the open source SDK, and you can use it and see all the evolutions with it, also including the samples. As a wrap-up, what I want to close with is that, despite the fact that it's a rather low-level service, you get all the magic of the hybrid connections of WCFF Relay. But the good thing is that you have full cross-platform support. There's no installation footprint. And most important, there's no WCF dependency anymore. And it's fully based on the open standard, which is WebSocket. And I believe that's a very nice and interesting service where a lot of other services, maybe even BizTalk services, hybrid connections can build upon. With this, I'd like to thank you and see you later. Bye.